Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
An absolute beatdown.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
On yesterday, Pete, from the Gopher football team is where we begin today. They take it to Maryland relatively easily. To be completely honest with you, how was the game? You were there. What'd you think?
I thought the Gophers probably played their best game of the year so far.
Yeah.
I think we absolutely dominated. Now, the interesting thing, though, Dave, was this. If you just looked up at the scoreboard during the game and didn't see the actual score, but you saw the stats, you'd look at those and you'd say, you know what? This is a really close game. I mean, look at this, the running game, the passing game, and all the rest of it. That was not at all what the game was about at all. And the game really was about just the dominance that the Golden Gophers had. I thought it was by far the best I've ever seen Max Brosmer throw the football. I mean, he was 100%. He was confident. He had everything going for him. The offensive line, that offensive line kept him in the pocket in such a nice way. They just had a hard time getting in there. Maryland did not look. I stood on the sidelines like I like to do just to see what's going on. I got to tell you, Dave, I look over at that team and I thought to myself before the game even started, I said, we got these guys. They just don't look like they had the same talent level of the Golden Gophers. I mean, we just looked the part. And I think a lot of that is the swagger. Me and a lot of the old alumni of football were there at the game and watching the guys come out there. They were confident. They're big. They're strong. They're fast. And I walked away from the game more excited than I've ever been with a quarterback. And I think Max Brosmer, the way he threw the ball, it's at a different level than any quarterback I've seen in 25 or 30 years.
Well, what I took away from the game yesterday, and I should say I apologize because my voice is not here. I'm playing hurt a little bit, although I feel fine. My voice sounds awful, but we're still in it. It was not from screaming for the Gopher game yesterday, I can assure you. Battling allergies. But when I looked at the total yesterday, I was listening to PJ post-game, and he talked about the game plan and how his running backs, you know, how selfless they are to say, you know what, this just isn't our game. Because Max Brosmer went for 320 yards, and I think that was clearly what they were going to do going in, right? They were going to pass the ball. And to me, this is the game that the Gophers would trip on before this because they don't have a quarterback who can dominate play. I don't remember the last time they won and had so few yards on the ground. And I look back, and I don't think they have this year. In every single win, they've gone at least 130 yards rushing or more. So they go for 123 yesterday, and this is the game, though. This is what you're right. This is what Max Brosmer gives you. Mm-hmm. He gives you the ability to change your game plan and to do things differently so that you can win a game that you might have had more trouble with. They could not stop the pass yesterday. And Maryland's front is decent enough that they were able to shut down that run. But you're right. Brosmer had a day, and a lot of that came from the wide receivers, too. I mean, they were outstanding. Mm-hmm. But some of those throws, and I don't remember. It was their second touchdown, I think, that went to – was that Spencer? Where I watched it. I watched the pass, and I went, oh, Brosmer overthrew him. It's done. Somehow, he threw it to the perfect spot where only Spencer could get it. Mm-hmm. And I was so impressed with that throw, and I thought to myself, we have not had – a thrower like this, a quarterback like this, mm-hmm. in a time that I can remember covering the Gopher football team, Pete.
You're 100% right. And I think that my takeaway was, why are we up 24-0? It's because the Gophers realized fairly early they're going to stack the box. They basically said, we're going to show you that we can stop the run. We're going to see what we can do against Darius Taylor, who's been a great running back this year and has just unbelievable numbers when you really look at it. But they just committed to stopping the run. What I like about the Golden Gophers was they made a decision. We're going to throw the ball. If you're going to stack everybody up there, we're going to throw the ball. And that's exactly what we did. And they did not go away from that until they started getting a little bit of some of those guys getting back into the secondary a little bit. But it was too late. We were already up 24-0. We're only starting the second quarter. And we absolutely are dominating them. And I look at Daniel Jackson. He had 117 yards. You had Spencer with 99 yards. Both of them had two touchdowns each. You look around, and then they also – hey, by the way, the thing I always bring up, they threw to the tight end.
Tight end.
Gallerup and Gears both had catches. They both looked great, and they had that seam route that we dropped out at UCLA on the very first play of the game on the offense. This time they throw the seam route, and we catch it. And we were just clicking yesterday. I think it was – and Coy Parrish, I'll tell you what, in person, up front, standing right next to that kid – he is so special, Dave. He is. Everybody keeps saying, well, can we hold on to him? My answer would be, I don't know why we wouldn't be able to hold on to him. Because is he at Minnesota right now because of NIL? I'm going to say absolutely not. Because if it was NIL, he'd be at Ohio State right now. Or one of the other billion, you know, schools that were recruiting this kid for all the right reasons. He is an absolute machine. His speed is incredible, and he is something special that I don't know. I just talked about Brosmer. I don't know if I've seen anybody in our secondary that plays the way he does. Now, I know we've had some greats, and we've had some recent great safeties. He's right up there with those guys. He doesn't have the same resume yet, but what he looks like as a freshman, I would say he's going to be one of those guys that's going to be in the NFL someday at a very high level.
Well, we have a small sample size on both of these guys, unfortunately, or fortunately. We're going to see a lot more of Coy Parrish. We're not going to see a lot more of Max Brosmer. He's got the one year. But to me, Pete, and I'm curious your take as well as our listeners, complete the sentence for me. Max Brosmer is the best Gopher quarterback since blank.
I don't even know who I would I don't know who I'd bring up, Dave.
I know it's only a part of a season. I know it's only been six games.
Right.
But best one since when?
I give credit, by the way, to PJ because we know who PJ is, right?
Yeah.
He wants to run the football. That's who he is.
Does he though? Or because we've and that's what my other question is. We've spent so much time, and everybody has, saying PJ's too much a kind of just stuck to the run. But maybe he just was smart enough to know that I didn't have that quarterback, and now that I do. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
Is it the quarterback, or is his coaching style that's changed?
Well, I think he at least adjusted, let's say that, because I think he does want to run the football, and I think that's where he starts, and that's what we've had. You mentioned the fact that we haven't had quarterbacks that look anything like him. I agree with you. I can't even think going back who I think looks – well, we haven't had how many quarterbacks have we even had, Dave, that have actually gotten to the NFL? I look at this kid, big and strong. He's got the arm for the NFL. The speed in which that ball is coming off his hands and the way he's getting it downfield and placing it and giving the receivers the opportunity to catch balls that might be kind of a jump ball sort of a thing, he has all the confidence in the world, and that's what you want in a quarterback like him. By the way, We'd be remiss if we didn't mention Justin Wally, who might be one of the best secondary guys that the Gophers have had in a long time as well, and another pick six. This guy is unbelievable. He's got athleticism along with Parrish. And a lot of people are looking at these last four games. What's going to happen in the last four games for the Golden Gophers? I'll tell you what, I don't think any of those teams – we could come up against Penn State and find ourselves into a heck of a ball game going into the fourth quarter with Penn State, I think. And that's the best team that's left that we're going to be playing.
This is a very, very tough stretch for the Gophers now going on. As they come through the last couple games of the season here, it is Illinois at home, on the road, Rutgers on the road, yep. Penn State at home, Wisconsin on the road. Three very, very difficult games, and may actually answer our question for us, Pete, who the best Gopher, you know, best quarterback since when for Max Brosmer. By the way, I give you the number, 651-461-9226. It's the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. We're talking Max Brosmer. We're talking Gophers. Max Brosmer might be the best quarterback since, I'll go back to, is it Assad Abdul-Khalik? I mean, is that as far? I mean, Adam Weber's on the list. Brian Cupido's on the list, but none of those guys took over a game, I don't think, like Brosmer did, Josh.
Adam Weber.
Hey, look, guys, I like Adam Weber
a lot.
I love him. I like some of these other quarterbacks that you're bringing up, Dave. I'm not kidding when I say I don't know how far back I've got to go to find an absolute quarterback, a passing quarterback like Brosmer. Yep. I've not seen an arm that looks like the arm that he had yesterday. I think the guy is special. And, Dave, how about this? Let's go back in time just a little bit. North Carolina game, right? We miss a field goal that we would just basically say is almost 100% shot that we're going to get that. But unfortunately, it's not 100%, and we miss it. If we win that game, and then we also have the Michigan game, and they do the right thing, they go back, they review it, and say, you know what? We were wrong. We got to pick up that flag, and the Gophers have the ball on the 35-yard line of Michigan, who's a down Michigan this year. Just think about that. We're 5-3 right now. What if the right things would have happened?
And seven and one.
Yeah.
We've said that the whole time. I just this is not a 5-3 team to us.
And the only thing that scares me about Illinois is the coach, because he has our number. He's 10-0 against the Gophers. He's done a great job when he was at Wisconsin. He's done an even better job at Illinois, which I think is a tough school to recruit to. But they've gotten themselves into a spot as well. I mean, they got crushed by Oregon, absolutely crushed by Oregon, 38-9. So that's a good quarterback, though, but he did not play well against Oregon.
Great text into the StylesFinancial.com talking text line. He's the best Gopher quarterback since Adam Weber, which statistically Weber is one of, if not the – he is the best. He leads in many categories. But he says here, and I agree with this, what he did under ever-changing coordinators was impressive, and he doesn't get enough credit. I've talked about that. We've talked about that before. In fact, we had Adam Weber on the show to talk about it before, Pete. That is something that he doesn't get enough credit for, because he was a talented, he was undersized, but what he did as he moved from coach to coach, because I think he had Brewster, he had whoever, I forget who took over after Brew. But then he had Jerry Kill, I believe, as well, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I love Adam Weber. He's a great person. He caught crap from people once in a while as well, which I never really liked that kind of criticism, especially a young man at the college level. I don't think you need to do something like that.
Correct.
But I got to tell you, I don't even think that that's comparable. I really don't. When I watch the way the ball comes off of his hands, and I know I've said that time and time again here, but it's special. And he's got size. He's got really nice size for a quarterback. He's the kind of guy I think that actually could be a Sunday guy. Now, is he a starter in the NFL? No. But I think he's a guy who could maybe build himself into that. And the players love him. He does all the right things to make sure the offensive line and the receivers and the running backs are happy. He's done a lot of different things in the offseason with them. He's a special guy. And it's not just on the football field. It's off the football field as well. So he's got all the character that you'd want for a quarterback.
He hasn't. I agree with you as much as my allegiance to Adam Weber, just because I am impressed with what he did under so many coordinators.
Yeah.
He did actually he was with Tampa Bay, I think, for a little while in the NFL, but not for very long. I think he was just a practice squad guy. But there's an intangible there, I think, is what you're saying, and I agree with. That Matt Brosmer just looks different. He looks more comfortable in the pocket. He has more time in the pocket. He has more command over the offense, I think. And I don't know a game where, since maybe Adam Weber, then we've had a quarterback just completely take it over like he did yesterday. And that's exactly what happened. That was the game plan, and he did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So, we put up 450 yards, Dave, so I think we did all the right things that we needed to do in that game. That was impressive.
Maryland did not look very challenged. I mean, I thought they were okay at the end of the game, but I wasn't very impressed with them at all.
No, their quarterback at times looked great, but then there were the times with the interceptions and stuff that he was trying to force the ball, which is what happens when you find yourself behind pretty quickly. You're down 21-0 in the first quarter.
Sure.
That's a problem. You've got to start throwing the ball, and we know you've got to start throwing the ball so we can do things to kind of play with your mind. I think that you got to give a lot of credit to our defensive coordinator as well.
The only thing that would have made it better for me is if we saw Coy Parrish on offense. I'm going to say that every game now for the rest of the year. I want to see that kid at a wide receiver slot just once, because you're right. He's fun to watch, man.
He should be on the field. He could be a Travis Hunter. He really could, right? I mean, and this guy's up for the Heisman at Colorado for all the right reasons, because he plays about 80 snaps a game. Let's let Coy just be on defense right now as a freshman, though. We don't need to spread him out to the offense. We got good receivers already.
Colorado, by the way, who is bowl eligible now. So Deion Sanders probably going to look for that new contract soon. I will tell our listening audience that I missed out on the opportunity of a lifetime yesterday, and I hate the fact that I did. I got a text from Pete during the day, or a call, and I missed it. I could have been on the sidelines for the Pete Najarian experience. It'll be the biggest regret of my week so far. Next time, I promise I'll answer the phone if I can get to it. I'm sorry, Pete. I missed out on the opportunity.
I would have loved to have you there, because I'm standing there talking to a lot of the folks from Maryland, and a matter of fact, quite a few different guys and some of the more famous players who played there. And we had a great time chatting and just talking about this guy and that guy. And but again, my eye test, and you would have been able to stand right there with me. The eye test told me we're going to beat these guys. I mean, before the game even started, before the ball was kicked, I looked at him and said, you know what? They don't have a shot. They don't have.
That's awesome.
They don't have the confidence. They don't have it.
I have more questions about football, Gopher football alumni, after listening to PJ Fleck's interview yesterday that we'll, I'll throw at you later on in the hour. But coming up next, the Wild and the Vikings both are off to starts, at least that I think most people did not predict. So which one is more unbelievable to you at this point? We'll talk about that coming up next. You're listening to The Huddle on 830 WCCO. Short segment here at the bottom of the hour before we get up to fast break next. Pete, you mentioned being on the sideline yesterday with a number of alumni who walked out with the team. And I heard an interview with PJ Fleck after the game, and he talked about one thing that he's very proud of for him and as a coaching staff is what that staff has done for the alumni base in bringing them in more and having more of an attachment to the program. Is that something that you feel? Is there a greater attachment to the program through the alumni base in the time that he's been here?
Absolutely. I think it's an absolute. The way he has reached out to try to become part of this community here, I think it's why every time his name comes up for other jobs, I just wonder, does he really want some of these other jobs around the country that his name is at least dropped out there? Whether or not that's real or not, you never know. But I think he's done a magnificent job of going out and trying to reach out to the alumni, get them to be a part of it, and the excitement. And I can tell you yesterday, we had age range probably from, 30 years old up to maybe almost 70 years old.
Wow.
So it was quite a few guys. It was far more guys than I ever would have expected. By the way, Dave, I wanted to go back real quick, if we could, to this quarterback thing where we were talking about Adam Weber or who would be the best one. And this goes all the way back to Tony Dungy. You know, we're going back to my era of Hohensee. And I'll tell you this. Now, they all were at the University of Minnesota for multiple years, and Brosmer's got a very small sample set right now. Yeah. But I will tell you this. Not a single quarterback, Adam Weber, any of these guys have over, and Adam's got the best, completion percentage, which is 57%. And then you look at the touchdowns to interceptions, most of them are pretty substantially close with their touchdown interceptions. And then I go over and I look over at Max Brosmer so far this year. He's nearly 70% on his passing. He's 69.5. And 12 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. So I think when when we're talking about this, that's why I say I don't think it's close. And now when you look at the numbers, if you just use the numbers, it's not close. It's not close at all. He is really playing at an elite level, to quote something the coach would say. But he's got the receivers, and he knows it. He can trust Daniel Jackson. It's why he gets the ball, 9 or 10 times targets every single game, it seems like, because he knows he can trust him. He knows he can trust Spencer. He loves the tight ends. He knows how to get the ball to them. And for all the guys out there that were giving me a lot of flack about me saying, there's potential to win 8 games this year. I think that potential's right in front of us right now.
There it is. Well, and let's be honest. I'll say it again, even though it doesn't matter. There should be 7 wins right now, at least 6. I'll say that because I do believe that I'm going to say 7. I think they both should have been. I think with the momentum, the way it's been going, they would have won at Michigan late, and a different change with that field goal probably would have made a bigger one as well. But this is a tough stretch coming up, and I can see – a world where it's 3 wins, and I can see a world where it's not 3 wins.
I think each one of those games that we've got left, they're a bit of a coin flip because you have to go on the road. You've got, which is not easy. You got to go to Illinois, who's got a really hot quarterback who's done a great job of throwing the football out there and all the rest of it. I mean, some of these are interesting. I think Rutgers, if there's one where I look to it and I say there's a game that we absolutely should and will win, I'd say that one. But I'll tell you, Penn State, they have not been that overwhelming Penn State team that we're used to seeing. Yeah, they're undefeated. I get it. So a lot of people will give me flack about that, but I think they're beatable. Wisconsin was going head-to-head with them, and they had a pretty good start until they didn't. So it makes it interesting for sure.
I'm excited to see what happens next Saturday. That this might be, I think this was the game, other than maybe Rutgers, that I circled, and the better Max Brosmer gets, the more I want to see what Indiana is going to try. But I think, and we've talked about this already, and I know we're up against it here, but what really encourages me the most is that the more tape people get on Max Brosmer, you would think that because he's new, right, that if he wasn't good enough, people would be able to start to figure him out. They're not. He's having a better game every single week that he plays.
Yep.
And so it would be interesting to see what Brett Bielema will try to draw up against him next Saturday.
And that's the one thing that scares me is Bielema. Of all the other coaches out there, whether it's Wisconsin and Penn State, Rutgers, whatever, I think Bielema, because of the fact that he's had our number. So until we can break that down and get a victory, he still has the number for the Gophers.
Well, if Brosmer beats him, just put his jersey up into the rafters.
Let's
it's
do
time.
It. Yep.
Just raise it. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back, do the fast break. You listen to the Huddle on 830 WCCO.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app